WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. These are the happy days. You got a happiness this week. It is our 25th anniversary. We're going to be unveiling the 25th anniversary Baltimore Positive logo. We're going to be giving away scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. We had a $100 winner over Coco's Pub 2 weeks ago. We're hoping to have some more at Costas on Thursday. On Friday, we moved to Drug City. It's also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. We'll be at Costas from 11 to 4 on Thursday, at Drug City 11 to 4 on Friday. I'm going to say this. I have t-shirts, hats, Seat Cush stuff, signs, swag, books, Purple Rain 1, Purple Rain 2, tapes, video, audio, all that. Come to Costas and get it on Thursday because I'm not lugging it up the stairs on Friday at Drug City. It's a little bit more of a tighter space upstairs in the tasting room. So on Thursday, we'll be there. Another great reason to come is this guy will be there, and I know he will be here, too, on AM 1570. You hear him on Thursdays from 3 until 5, 3 to 6 last week. He went a little overtime because he went away, and then he was back on from 8 until noon on Sunday with the Sunday Sports Voice and Dennis Colazzo. He's over at Coons Baltimore Ford, selling them 2.9% financing. My wife's seen the ads, Dennis. I'll tell you that right now. He'll be with us on Thursday over Costas celebrating 25 years as well. How are you? What's going on, man? This Oriole madness. Wait till they go to the West Coast next week and we all have to stay up to 1 in the morning, huh?
Having a hard time with these rain delays and the late games, Nestor. So I'm enjoying the ride, loving what they're doing. Love the first inning against the Yankees the other night. So Sunday night baseball, right? And the announcers, they were a bit off their game with the name pronunciation and also, I don't know, just a very uneven broadcast. But that aside, the team is doing real well. And now with the trade deadline, just the only thing remains to be seen, will the Orioles add some help to their pitching rotation?
Well, I mean, and we're going to talk about this before, during, and after. We're taping this before. Give me expectations for you. And Luke talked about this. If you're a player on this team and they tap Mountcastle or Westberg on the shoulder and say, go play for the Mets and we'll take Verlander, whatever's going to happen, right? There is an obligation for them, not just for you and me who've waited 40 years or Luke who's never seen it or for the fan base or the paying customers. And I saw John drinking his beer up in the skybox in the clouds with Mike Elias. No one else around them because they're sequestered on their phones. And like, it's all a show. It's all the Desperate Housewives of Camden Yards. But I would say this, there is an obligation for the players to say, you know, Cal Ripken never got a chance again after 83, his second year, like Adley Rutschman, right? Like, you got to kind of go all in when you're in first place and you're beating up on the Yankees. And I don't even know what all in feels like. But then Elias is like, well, we're not going to break anything for the future. Well, I don't know. At what point do you have to go all in when you're in first place? But they sent Wells down. It's obvious they have a need, right? Like, yeah. To me, There's a missing ingredient for their pitching that they have to address in one way or another. Maybe that's John Means and Grayson Rodriguez and getting Wells together. But from a commitment to the fan base where they haven't made a big deal, they haven't signed anybody, they have no payroll, this is a little bit of a time of a step up to say, what are they doing? And are they? And if they don't win in October, did they do enough?
Well, Nestor, I think what Mike Elias has to balance is not just trading away the future of the team, but there's definitely a salary cap that he has to stay with under, right? There's parameters that ownership has given him. He does not have a blank checkbook like the San Diego Padres or the New York Yankees. He just can't go out there and just sign whoever he wants. So much like the Ravens have the right player at the right price, Mike Elias is handcuffed at this point, if you will, by having to I guess dumpster dive is the best term that comes to mind when it comes to adding help for that rotation.
You would use that term poverty franchise all the time, right? And they're the little engine that could, and they packed the yard, and there were a lot of Yankee fans, and Eddie came home, and Adam Jones is podcasting every, like all of that's all this momentum that's there where most of us have sat around here and watched this emptiness for 30 years and empty promises and lies and bad faith. They've been a bad faith franchise more than anything else. That's if I were to sum it up in nice terms, not liars, not scoundrels, not, money. Like I could come up with all sorts, but just, you know, you said poverty franchise, you know, yeah. I would leave dumpster dive. None of these are are nice terms, but what does that mean when they say we don't have enough money to X and they haven't spent any money? It really is a time to say, are they, where is the level of commitment? And that would mean signing Rutschman or Henderson or whatever these pieces would be. But watching the broadcast on Sunday night, I found it fascinating. It was David Cone. I don't think it was Perez. And yeah, but I think it was Cone's voice. He's like, oh, it's nice to have the bank next to you when you're Mike Elias, right? He said that. And John Angelos is the bank. And I guess that's the way the fan base would have to consider it, right? It's his team. He
Boy,
can do whatever he wants.
well, if he's the bank and he is, boy, are we in trouble. And for optics, from an optical standpoint, it's okay to have Mike Elias there and in the suite, but I would have liked to have seen Angelos and maybe perhaps his family there, right? Let's have the family in there, give them some airtime and make it more of a family atmosphere. But I don't know. I didn't care much for the optics, but I can't see them doing much in free agency. I really can't. I think this is the model going forward, and the rubber's going to meet the road when they have to re-sign some of these players. And
Well, you
I
say
don't think
you can't see them doing anything in free agency. Well, how about this, Dennis? The greatest baseball player we've ever seen. Unquestionable. I mean, talk Michael Jordan all you want, talk Secretariat. You could talk about Gretzky. We've Babe Ruth. Pick any guy you want. Brooks, Cal, Palmer, they didn't do what Ohtani's doing. He's the
No,
greatest baseball player
Ohtani's
we've ever
amazing.
seen.
I agree.
And before it even begins, you say, too rich for our blood. We can't have
Oh,
good things. You,
can you
I don't
imagine
know. I mean, I.
Ohtani in the rotation at Camden Yards and the fan excitement? Just not just for the local fans, but just fans in Philadelphia and DC and
Have fans all over
anybody
the
within.
world.
Oh yeah, anybody within driving distance of Camden Yards. He is a must see. You said he's the greatest of all time. If he's not, I don't know who is. And you mentioned some great
But
athletes, some
in
great
any
players,
other
but
sport, you wouldn't say. Well, nobody would want LeBron because they couldn't afford him, or Shaq in his prime, or Steph Curry became
gotta find a
available
way.
that the Wizards wouldn't be able to afford him. You know what I mean?
How many fannies does Ohtani put in the seats? How many jerseys does Ohtani sell? How many beverages and food? How much does
Well, Mr.
Ohtani?
Moreno's adding that up right now and is going all
Sure.
in, right?
Why wouldn't he? You can't blame him. You can't let a guy like that get away from your franchise. He's got to retire an Angel. He really does. But that's just the way it is. Now, we have some great players in our farm system. We have some, Rutschman and also Henderson and several others on the major league club. They have a glut of young players. And is this what we're going to see in the future? Are they not going to be able to keep their stars and just keep developing this farm system? And but you're not picking first overall every year either. Now they've gotten better. The team is ready to compete. It's competitive now. Got the best record in the AL East. And to your point, if you're not going to go all in, when are you? These windows close very fast. They don't stay open forever. You know that. I know that. And hopefully, Mike Elias and company, they also know that as well.
You also get an opportunity if you were to deal a Westberg or a Cowles. I'm not saying they should deal any of these guys, but if that is what you're going to do to try to win right now, at least get me a pitcher that's going to be here next year too.
Yeah, I wouldn't do a 1 year rental or a half a year rental for sure. But as much as they've invested in these middle infielders, they should have invested in some arms, right? Defense and pitching, isn't that what Earl Weaver said? And then you get the occasional 3-run homer. That's what wins ball games for you. But for them to be as deficient as they are with a starting rotation, that really jumps out at you. And when you have, I guess, the ace of your staff and Dean Kremer, when he's struggling and
90 pitches in the fifth inning and has
oh
to go,
my,
good night. I
yeah,
mean, yeah, that's.
and a 7-run lead, 6-run lead, 5-run lead. You don't feel safe. I don't know that any one of us felt safe until the Orioles got another.
Seven-run lead, you should get 6 innings in if you're the starting pitcher,
You
right? I mean,
should,
like,
but
right?
the lead didn't feel safe to any one of us that was watching. I was on Twitter or X now that it's called, and which is another story for another day. But the lead didn't feel safe, and the Yankees started to chip away. It started to chip at him, and he got himself with some jams. He got himself to his credits out of some jams. But until they got the extra 2 runs and extra to make it 9-3, I certainly wasn't feeling good about the outcome.
Dennis Kolatsos is here. He's a guest on my show. He'll be back on my show this weekend on the 25th anniversary over Costas this weekend. I mean, you Essex guys, you don't come to Dundalk much, right? I mean, there's a thing going on. There's an EVT Dundalk thing that somebody and listen, Costas, some people would say that's Sparrow's Point. It's certainly on the Patapsco side of Dundalk, even though we celebrate them.
Yeah.
But you haven't been to Costas. This is going to be a treat for you. They have
yeah,
this big
never.
Tour they're doing now. So,
for whatever reason, you know, I've never been to Costas Inn. I'm looking forward to it. I know the family. Mike Catholic is I taught his son and his daughter Sunday school many, many years ago, and they're good people. And I can't wait to rank their crab cake because I have my favorite. And let's see what they'll roll out for us.
Well, you know what? I got crab mallets from Leonard Raskin here to open beers. We're going to have
oh,
a good
I like
time.
That. I got to have one of those.
Oh, yeah, this is patented. Look at this, man. This is.
Are you going to have enough of those to give away, or do I have to steal yours from you? What's going on here? Give me
It'll
the
be
scenario.
Like bubble gum in third grade. I only have enough for myself.
No!
I will share. I will open your beer for you. How about that?
No, I had
you don't
crab
need
Sunday.
To have my mallet if you have the generosity of me being able to open the beer for you, right?
Look, I had crab Sunday, and I was thinking about that mallet as I was cracking them open, and also opening up my non-alcoholic beer, right? Us athletes can't drink the alcohol, but I was thinking about that mallet. That's one of a kind.
Well, I will have it with me on Thursday. We're going to be back at Drug City on Friday, celebrating 25 years. So I want to put, you and I did a segment on your show last week. By the way, you can listen to Dennis Thursday from 3 until 5 while we're celebrating. Dennis will be on the air here and again on Sunday, all during football season. But, Dennis, I've taken some time now to go through a lot of our swag, and I have found many sort of old school. Here's a black Free the Birds and a purple Free the Birds.
Yeah.
On the other side, we have a Fix the Team and an I Believe in Steve. That by the way, that's not Steve Bisciotti. Just so you know, that's a Steve McNair sign from 2006, the Free the Bird signs.
Full disclosure.
I've got autographed, Joe Flacco autographed this Wacko for Flacco sign. You can see his autograph on there, and a See Joe Throw, signs here. I got a couple of those autographed. I have the, remember these? The Foo Flacco?
Of course.
Joe autographed a couple of those, so we're going to be giving those away as well. Here's sort of a legendary. Remember the defense signs?
Yes.
Everybody's got a defense sign, but I bet you don't have one autographed by Ray Lewis. So that one's autographed by Ray Lewis.
You can bet I don't.
I just found these in a pile. Wacko for Flacco on the other side of this one. But there's a lot of really like old school. So this is a Baltimore Loves Cal. This is a 2007 sign that also had Free the Birds on it. We gave these out in Cooperstown, if you were in Cooperstown the day that Ray went in. This is an old Christmas card from the 90s from our team. This was everybody that worked for me, all the producers, all the
is
staff.
That, that's Rasig's
work. That's Rasig's work. Yeah, Rasig did our Christmas card.
We'll know that anywhere.
Yeah, Rasig did a little Santa nasty Christmas card thing here for us.
Nice.
So I got the Believe in Joe. You probably had this sign if you were in New Orleans and did the march. These were the signs
Absolutely.
From the New Orleans march back.
Yes. 17,000 of us.
If you can see here, and this is the most important thing, Coons sponsored this. You see that in the black here?
I do.
That's Coons sponsor, 2013.
We were there.
You were there. Old school for free, for Pete's sake, Free the Birds. These are the original 2006s. This is another 2006 defense sign. Captain Defense used to put this on the back. No way, Ursay. This was a dark day.
Is that, yeah, but you know what? I think the people of Indianapolis are saying it today now, given his latest outburst on social media but his, by Jonathan Taylor. What an idiot. I mean, my God. What? Just be quiet.
Yeah,
Shut up.
Nothing off about your running back, right?
What do you think the morale is on this team coming off of 4 wins is this year?
I'm going to keep this for you because I know how you feel about the Ursay family. So you need this sign. This is a sign
exactly
for
right.
you. Right here.
Yep.
But this is an 06, so this is now 17 years old. These were the signs the night that Peyton Manning beat us. And one of the dark, dark night. I blubbered after we lost that game.
Yeah.
See Joe throw. I got some See Joe throws here. But more than that, I've got some really, really old school ones here from before when WNSD. Remember this guy, Nasty Nationwide? Remember, good-looking guy?
Good-looking guy there.
Yeah,
good-looking
young man there.
Absolutely.
Stomp Them Saints. This is from 1996-97. These are the original Get Nasty signs. We also have some Dump Trumpy signs here from 06. I have some old Nasty newsletters from back. We had the Nasty Van. That was a Ford, by the way, just so you know.
I remember that.
What a Connelline van is what that was.
I remember that.
So we got some memories around here, and I got
Just a
t-shirts.
couple, just a few.
We're handing stuff out. So if anybody wants anything for your man cave, your woman cave, your
Yeah, there
basement
you go.
cave, your purple cave, your orange cave, you know, I have some Clobber Clevelands. I have some Spank the Yank signs from back in 96. So we're giving it all away, Dan. It's a fun feeling to have all these years and look at all this stuff and think about how heavy these signs were.
Yeah, no,
How many paper
great
cuts I got
signs.
too.
Lots of paper cuts and lots of autographs on those signs, Ness.
Well, I tell you what, you're going to be here on Thursday. You're going to be joining us for you with the Ravens, because it's very, very rare that I would talk to you in the month of August at length about nothing but baseball. Do you have anything
Yes.
on the Ravens? Do you want to say anything? I mean, or is it
I
just quiet for you and praying that there's no Joe Burrow or
look.
what happened to Jalen Ramsey over the weekend?
Yeah, you know what? When Joe Burrow goes down, you have to go and look at the roster to see who's backing them up, right? Trevor Siemian and a couple other guys. And yeah, at this point with the Ravens, no news is good news, and they put the pads on this week, and that's when I really start paying attention because, you know, other writers, to their credit, they have to write stuff and put stuff out there in regards to how the team's doing, how the guys are looking. But this is when you separate the wheat from the chaff. This is when position battles are won. Offensive line, left guard, wide receiver, the first, second, third, fourth guy, et cetera. Tight ends, all the groupings, defensive backs. Nestor, this is when you separate the wheat from the chaff, is when the pads come on. And this is when I really start paying attention to the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, I think there's something really important going on with the installation of an offense, right? And that last week I heard Lamar, the wristband's going away, right? We've not seen Lamar without
Great.
the wristband, right? Everywhere you and your bunkies on your show on Thursday, and when I open my mic at Costas on Thursday or Drug City on Friday. And this is pretty typical, because I've been looking through 25 years, all these pictures and stuff, and I have all these signs, and some of them are dated. Steve McNair's been dead for 10 years. Like, all this stuff's old. But when I see a picture of Matt Kavanaugh, or I see a picture of Cam Cameron, or I see a picture even of Rex Ryan, I think of all of these coordinators that were here, whether it was the Billick administration, even going back to Mark Jabroda. I found a picture of Don Strzok. Back in the day, running the office, like literally, right? I have pictures of me with the Iowa coach. Now the three decades of Kirk Ferentz, he sat at the barn with me back. You know, like so, all of these coordinators, and when you think about the Village Idiots, right? Whether it's Cam Cameron, I mean Kubiak didn't hang around long enough, Caldwell, but it's amazing that Greg Roman leaves here with this sort of. He was the reason we lost, right? And now Monken's going to come in. There's going to be this whole thing. Monken's going to have more toys, right? I mean, he's already called Zay Flowers that. I think Monken's inheriting a really good situation here with an allegedly happy quarterback, a wide receiver with a lot to prove, another wide receiver, you know, come who's a number one pick, two number one picks, and OBJ and Aguilar and Mark A. Like they have, it's an embarrassment of riches. If they can figure out this left guard and keep Ronnie Stanley healthy and the center steps up. But it's amazing that this offense and this installation that we've made Roman the idiot. I don't know. I want to see what Monken's going to put in that makes him smarter than Greg Roman, having worked here, besides having better players, because I do think they have better players this year. I think Greg Roman would look at this and say, I would have liked to have had those toys.
Well, I think you're right in many aspects, Nestor. And the one thing we'll have to see is, did Greg Roman putting Lamar Jackson in the box hinder his career versus enhance his career? Did he keep him from hurting himself? Did he save him from himself, or did he box him in? And this is where Monken can make a difference, right? If he can take this great space player and actually put him in space and give him all these weapons, then this year is no excuses, right? They won't have. You can't blame Roman this year if this thing doesn't go the right way. You can't. If perhaps Lamar's accuracy doesn't improve, if his throws outside of the numbers don't improve, if his reads don't improve, turnovers, et cetera. So we'll be able to assess, even if the wide receivers aren't what they don't stay healthy, right? They still have enough, more than enough. I mean, they're loaded at tight end, they're loaded at running back, they're loaded everywhere. The offensive line, as you mentioned, is coming back almost intact entirely. So,
Well, they're installing new language too. They're, you know what I mean? And like, You remember when I had
It's
Yanni on and I said, "Hey, we say it's all Greek dust. What do you say? If you're Greek,
it's
you know?" Like if I and I say this to my wife all the time, I watch these Spanish speaking players, Felix Bautista in the broadcast, and what a difficult thing that is, and being a reporter around Russian hockey players or around Hispanic speaking or Japanese. You mentioned Ohtani here, but learning a new language for all the players on the offense, for Lamar and the returning, this is the time that you don't hear why right 41 if the new cadence is
Sure.
green
But we
16 left. You know, I mean, like hearing a different language, and you say you think math wise in Greek. You told me that
Right.
last week. You
But do you remember,
hear it in your mind.
but do you remember when Ray Lewis and company went down to Miami to face this Wildcat offense that not many people had success stopping, and the Ravens stopped them? Ray Lewis said it's still football, right? So no matter what you call it, it's still football. And that's, to me, you can call it whatever, and I get there might be some confusion with some calls, but it's still football, blocking, tackling, execution, right? So to me, really, there aren't any excuses for this team this year. They have a lot of players that are Pro Bowl, all pro caliber, that have one win to show for the last 4 or 5 years in the playoffs. And to me, that's their driving force. Whether you're Marlon Humphrey, Roquan Smith, Ronnie Stanley, et cetera, they've got to show up and they got to put up numbers almost right away.
Well,
And
they
they
got
have
the
a great
Patrick
opportunity
Queens
to do
playing for
so.
money, and you got Bateman
Oh,
playing to get back. And, you know, look,
you
Harbaugh's
got a
won two
lot of.
playoff games here in 10 years, right? Like, since I printed these signs. So, like, there is.
Gloves are off. And from every aspect, front office, the players, et cetera, they're pissed off for greatness, for lack of a better term. And hopefully that'll pay dividends on the field.
You
And
can
they got
hear
to stay
rat piss on
healthy.
cotton. Yeah.
Right. And they've got to, right. And they've got to stay healthy too. That's the other part of it too. They got to stay healthy. If they're not healthy, then all bets are off. But you can say that for any NFL team out there too. You mentioned Joe Burrow going down and how that adversely affects the Cincinnati Bengals. Ravens have to have a measure of good health this year to be able to get in the playoffs and advance.
Well, I know one thing. J.K. Dobbins not going to get hurt this week, holding in. Nobody's saying anything. I love these press conferences, even though I'm not a part of it. But the one thing I'll say, Dan, with Luke going out there and sweating it out, and you know the Chad Steele thing, it's insane with the Orioles and the Ravens not allowing me to work because Luke's been doing double duty. But you know this period of time when you go out there and if you're a fan and you get a ticket and you go out there and sweat it out and you know your kid gets knocked over and Odell Beckham straightens him out and pats him on the head or whatever. There's a lot of hard work. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? The respect I have for covering this for the first 27 years till they threw me out, that I would go out there on a hot day and watch guys that have no chance to make the team, right? Like literally, right? Like, no, but they're laying down tape so the Saints might see them and they might be that guy that gets a chance, that gets an opportunity to play, that everybody's out there with a dream, everybody's out there working hard. And not everybody out there has Roquan Smith's money or Lamar Jackson's money, or they're just trying to make it. They're just trying to make the team and follow that dream. And that's always been the compelling part of it for me.
Yeah, without a doubt. And there's still some moves to be made. Now, there's still some veteran players hanging out there, some defensive ends, some cornerbacks, and this team isn't done yet. So we'll have to keep an eye out on the waiver wire and what the Ravens do with it.
I love how you mentioned left guard right away, because I do too. I'm like, that's the mystery to me. Most of this, and the mystery to me is how the symphony conducts. You know, how Lamar's going to look in the new offense, what the new offense is going to be. But more than that, out of this camp is, who are your players? Who are the guys on that O line that are going to tear it up the way Marshall Yanda and a young
Yeah.
Ronnie Stanley and those guys did back in 19. And quite frankly, the way the 13 team tore it up for that whole era. Once Matt Burke got in here and Flacco put his big boy pants on, and they, you know, what that offensive line represented. To me, the offensive line's going to dictate the season for them and the health of their offensive line.
Well, we'll know more after the next 10 days, Nestor, as they put on the pads, and guys like Justin Madubuike and Michael Pierce and company, those cats, they'll have something to say in regards to who starts for the Ravens. Let's see what left guard can move this catch out of the way.
Most importantly, we're selling cars. My wife is so fence sitting. We had an extra hour on the west side of town the other day. We were in Catonsville going over to the El Guapo. They opened this beautiful new basement. It's a barcade.
Nice.
It's a barcade. I didn't know what a barcade was. You'll like a barcade,
I've
Dennis.
been
It's
there several I've been there
games,
several times. I haven't been there in a while, but I've been
ping
there several
pong,
times.
you know,
Yeah.
like things in the
Nice.
basement, games, golf
Really, in the
simulated, the whole deal.
basement.
In the basement, underneath El Guapo. So we were over there. Give me 2.9. My wife's seeing the ads now. Like, what? What can you do for her in regard to what the government's not doing at this point? Which is, you know, I mean, when nobody's paying cash, I shouldn't say nobody. People come in some days and pay cash, but if you're not paying cash, you're borrowing
Right.
money, you're crediting. This is a tough time to be in a credit market like that.
Well, yes and no, because right now high yield savings accounts, I've got several of those and they're paying 5%. So to me, yes, the rates are up, but you can also offset that by having your money in the bank. And if you can get 1.9 or 2.9, and certainly those deals are out there on new vehicles, it's smart to use the manufacturer's money at 1.9 or 2.9 while your money earns 5% plus. These high yield savings accounts that they're not CDs, they're not IRAs. It's your money. You can take it out anytime you like. There's no penalty. So that's what I've been recommending to our clients, our customers.
So what do you have available? So there are 1.9s and 2.9s.
Oh,
You
yes, there are. Absolutely are.
okay. All
Yeah,
right.
we don't have too many left over 2022, but there's 0% for 60 months and some left over 2022. So the deals are there to be had for astute buyers. And we have astute customers and sales reps, and we make deals all day long.
You need to make me an astute buyer.
I think Jen's a very astute buyer, so you know what? We need to talk to her, get her on the air.
All right. Yeah, you know, whenever she's ready, you know she wants that Broncos sport. I mean, you know, I keep saying to her, whenever you're ready, you know. So,
I'll have to send another one to the house. I have to deliver a
you know,
couple
when
of them.
she's going to be ready, it's not these 100-degree days. It's on a day when she might need four-wheel drive because she's a New Hampshire
Ah, there
girl.
you go.
You know what I mean? So she's thinking more like wintry and
Okay.
more like family roadster, you know, that after being in a sedan life for a period of time
Sure, sure.
and living the good sedan life, because we haven't had a lot of snow here lately. And I don't want
We
to
have
talk
not.
like that 100-degree week. But I said to her, you know, we're going to get a 2-footer, so we're due for one of those, you know?
We're way overdue. Yes,
Yeah,
we
that's why
are.
she's thinking four-wheel drive. Dennis Colatzos can put you into anything sporty, efficient, gas efficient, and certainly we'll find the right deal for you. They have plenty of inventory out there as well. You can find him out at Security Boulevard. You can also find him here at AM 1570 on Thursday between 3 and 5. And you can find him at Costas for the first time ever around lunchtime on Thursday. We'll be giving away the scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery. Our friends from Window Nation will be there. I'm going to have the one and only Ra maybe Leonard has another one. I don't know. These are the crab mallets from Leonard Raskin and Raskin Globe. We're celebrating 25 years. We're giving away everything that's not nailed down. So all those great quotes about rat piss on cotton and all that's Purple Rain too, you know, who's got it better than us? Nobody. All of that stuff is all in Purple Rain 1 and 2, and I'm giving that stuff away as well too. So come out, get a free book, free hat, free shirt. I promise I'll give you free something if you come out to Costas on Thursday between 11 and 4. Whoo, 25 years. Orioles in first place. Ravens are healthy. Mike Elias on the phone making deals. John Angelo's drinking beer. We're on Sunday Night Baseball. Kenny Albert's in town. Rosenthal's in town. Big week around here. We're WNST AM 1570. Stay with us. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.